This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruchim Abam, welcome everyone. What unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh. While the bonus round is going on, and everything else in the world has come to a standstill, watching our campaign, trying to help it climb to the highest levels of Achzakas HaTorah, it's unbelievable the Mesiras Nefesh you have to take a few moments out of your schedule to pull away from the bonus round to learn Masechta Yevamos. I guess we'll try to do Kuf Zayin Mabez Thursday night. We begin the new Perek Beis Shammai. You know, that's quite a name of a Perek. Perek Beis Shammai. See, right? It's an interesting name of a Perek. The name, but like we said, that the Gula Asida is linked to Yibam, right? Actually, that's going to be tomorrow night Shir. I'm going to speak about Rus and Yibam. Very nice material. And since La'asid Lavoi, perhaps, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai, which will be ushered in through the Geula, which is Yibam, so we have to have a Perek in Yevamos after Beis Shammai. So this Mishnah lists a number of machloikis in between Beis Shammai and Beis Halacha. Beis Shammai Yomrim, Ein Mima'anin al Arusis. Beis Shammai says, only a woman who is an Arusa could do Mion. Mion is like this. The Chachamim have given the ability to the mother or the brothers to marry off a woman who is a katana. Katana, usually her father has the ability to marry her off a marriage which is da'iraisa. But if the father is not alive, in order to prevent her from being abused, so the Chachamim allow her to get married midrabanan through her mother or brothers. But she has the right to refuse such a marriage. So b'shamayor iman and el arusa. It's only an arusa yisayma can do Mion and annul the marriage. And Ubeis Hillel Oimrim Arusa Sunasuis. Beis Hillel says not only can Arusa do Mion, but a Nesua can do Mion as well. Beis Shammai Oimrim, Beis Shammai says Bebal. Beis Shammai says the husband, Veloy Beyavam. Beis Shammai says that you could do Mion against the husband, but if the husband dies and you didn't do Mion to him and she falls before a Yavam, she will not leave Zika b'Mion. So Beis Shammai says that Mion only works for the husband but not against the Yavam. Beis Hillel says she could do Mion against the husband or the Yavam. Machlokes number three. Beis Shammai Yoimrim b'Fanav. Beis Shammai says in his presence. If you want to do Mion, it has to be in the presence of the husband. Uveis Hillel Oimrim, no, b'fanav v'shalo b'fanav. You could do Mion even if he's not there. Machlokes 4, Beis Shammai Yom b'Bezdin. Beis Shammai says you have to do Mion in Bezdin. Uveis Hillel Oimrim b'Bezdin v'shalo b'Bezdin. You could do Mion in the court and shalo b'Bezdin. Amru lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Mima'enes v'hi katana. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, she'll do Mion as a katana. Afilu da'ad v'hei pa'amim. Meaning, if they marry her off a bunch of times, she could get out of it by keep on doing Mion, 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 Mion. Amru lohem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said to them, Ein benois Yisrael hefker. The benois Yisrael are not hefker. You can't do Mion multiple times. Elo mima'enes, but rather she does Mion, and once she does Mion, she's going to have to wait around to get married again. Umam tenes, she's going to wait out, she tagdil, until she becomes a gedoyla. V'timoin, and then she'll do Mion as a gedoyla. V'tinosi, and then she could get married. Now why she has to do Mion again is not clear. But Beis Shammai says she does Mion, and because benois are not hefker, she waits until she becomes a gedoyla, she does Mion, and then she marries. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said the name of Shmuel. My time of the Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? Why does Beis Shammai say a nesua cannot do Mion? Beis Shammai says, Ein memanin el arusais, but a nesua can't do mion. Why? Why can a nesua not do mion? Lefi she'ein tnai b'nesuin. The reason why nesua cannot do mion is because the halacha is that if you do nesuin to a woman and you make a tnai, I'm doing nesuin to you on condition that you make chicken soup every Tuesday night, and he does nesuin to her, and every Tuesday night she serves baked ziti, it's still a good marriage. You can't make tnaim in the nesuin. The love that is engendered by doing nesuin is mevatel any tnaim. Therefore, if people see that a nesua does mion, they may not be familiar that it was abolished through mion. They may assume it was abolished because it was an unfulfilled tnai, and they're going to think you can make a tnai in nesuin, and it's going to lead to disaster because you can't make a tnai in nesuin. Says the Gemara, "Vi nesua tamai nasu meimri yishnai b'nesuin." Frak the Gemara, what engenders this love that's mevatel the tnai, the bia? But what if the woman goes under the chuppah without bia? So then you don't have this svara, ain't tnai b'nesuin, because yesh tnai b'chuppah, because there's no big love there. And therefore, in such a case, you should be able to be mevatel et b'miun, because we're not choshesh, people are going to say there's a tnai, because let them say it's a tnai, but there's a tnai in chuppah. You could make a tnai in chuppah. Says Gemara, no, fishein tnai b'chuppah. Taka, there is no tnai in a chuppah. Just standing under the chuppah with her, with all those photographers, and the ring, and the ksuba, and just the feeling of having your mother-in-law run circles around you, it's so endearing that you'll be mevatel any tnai. So therefore, we're afraid that if you allow the woman to be mevatel b'mion, people are going to say yesh tnai b'chuppah. Says Gemara, Masar ha'av l'shulchei habal mai ikal meimar. What are you going to say if the father gives her over to the shulchei habal? So the halacha is in that case that there is an element of nesuin there, and what are they going to say? Well, if you could be mevatel, then you can make a tnai. You could make a tnai. There's no big chiba if the shulche, if the father gives her over to the shulche haba. What are you afraid of? You're afraid people are going to say yesh tnai b'mesira. In such a case, you should be able to do mion, even though this constitutes chuppah. It's okay if people say yesh tnai. There is a tnai. Why do you care if people say, oh, people are going to say, if you could do mion, they're not going to know it was mion. They're going to think a tnai was mavatel, the nesuin, by Masar Av l'shulchei habal. So you should be able to do mion in that case. So again, the question though is, if the father gave her over, then it's a kedushin d'oraisa, then it's not even shayach to do mion. So it's lav davka Masar Ha'av. It means Masar Ha'av, and then the father died, Rashi says. So what are you going to say in that case? It can't be because people are going to say yesh tanai because there is a tanai. So why can't you do mion? So the answer is loy plug. Really, you should be able to do mion, but since you can't do mion when there's bia and you can't do mion when there's chuppah, you can't do mion by any type of nesu and even masar ha'av l'shulchei habal. So that's the first reason why Beis Shammai says you can't make do mion to a nesua. Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishmuel, lefi she'ein tnai b'nesuin. Says the Gemara, Beis Hillel. What does Beis Hillel say? Why isn't Beis Hillel concerned that people are going to say yesh tanai? Says the Gemara, Meida yediyah d'nesuah ketan d'rabbanan. People will know that when a ketana gets married, it's a nesuah d'rabbanan. And if you abolished it, it was abolished through miyun and not through a tanai. Rabba v'Rav Yosef d'amri tarvayo. Rabba and Rav Yosef, they both say, Taima d'Beis Shammai, a different reason for Beis Shammai. Lefi she'ein adam bi... Oisa bilasa bilasnas. You know why you can't do Mion? Because if you do Mion, then all of the acts of relation that the woman had with the guy will retroactively be rendered promiscuous relations, not of husband and wife. And then then people are not going to want to marry a ketana because they're going to be afraid she'll abolish it and render everything bilas nus. Says the Gemara, okay, that only makes sense if they actually had relations. But why are you not able to do Mion according to Beis Shammai if it's nichnas al chuppah v'lei nivala? Ma'ikal ameimar, why in the world should you not be able to do Mion there? There's no issue of ein adam oisa bilas or bilas nus. Says Gemara, lo nichale de tahave chuppah de isura. Even in that case where there's no chishash that people are, that she's going to render the acts of bia znus because it's nichas al chuppah v'lei nivala, but still people don't want to do nisuin, go under the chuppah with a woman who ultimately they will not have relations with, because the purpose of chuppah is to, like the Gemara says in Ksubis, Hakol yoidim lama kala nichnas al chuppa. Chuppa is the preparation for bia. So if you're not going to end up undergoing bia, so then people are not going to want to go under the chuppa. Chuppa is preparation for bia. So it's like, what were you guys doing there under the chuppa? We were getting ready for what? But she made, people are going to say if she did miyun, then we stand under the chuppa for nothing. Says Gemara, fine, but Masar Ha'av L'Shulchei Abba Ma'ikal Meimar, why would Beis Shammai say you can't make you can't do Mion if there was a Nesu'an of Masar Av L'Shulchei Abal? There's no reason that should apply. There it's Loi Plug. There we don't differentiate between any Chuppah, you can't do Mion. We don't differentiate for any Nesu'an, you can't do Mion for a Nesu'ah. Now, what does Beis Hillel say? Why does Beis Hillel say you could do Mion to a Nesu'ah? Why aren't we afraid? People are not going to want to marry her because Ein Adam Oisa Bilasa Bilas Nus. The answer is that's not Bilas Nus. They had Kedushin, they gave a Ksuba. Whatever relations they had were in the, what's in the guidelines of the Halacha. Well, Beis Hillel, Kivan Ika Kedushin and Ksuba, Beis Hillel says, since there's Kedushin and Ksuba, Loi Asu Lameimar, they're not going to come to say, Bi'ilasai Bi'lasnas. Next. So one answer is, because so we don't come to say there's a Tanai in Nisuin. That was the reason of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And Rabba Rabbi Yosef, they say, Lefishin Adam Ois Bi'las Bi'lasnas, Rabbi Papa Amar, Taima De Beis Shammai Misham Peri. Time of the Beis Hillel Mishum Peri. The reason for Beis Shammai why you can't do Mion is because of Peros. The reason of Beis Hillel why you can't do Mion is because of Peros. Time of the Beis Shammai Mishum Peri. The reason for Beis Shammai is because of Peros. The Amrit Nesua Timoin. The reason of Beis Shammai is because of Peri. Because if you're going to say Nesua does Mion, Shamit va'achal humina. The reason of Beis Hillel for Peri, the reason of Beis Shammai is because of Peros. Now we're talking about Nichsei Milug, which she brings into the marriage, and she's going to take out of the marriage, and she doesn't put in the Ksuba, and he eats the Peros of the Nichsei Milug. We're afraid that if a Nesu'ah could do Mion, Shamit va'achal humina, he is going to just consume it. He's going to eat up the fruits. If he knows that one day she's going to walk away with the Nichsei Milug and he's not going to have a trace of it, he says, you know what, let me eat it up now while I have it. He's always worried, maybe she'll be Mamayin and take away the Nichsei Milug. So the reason for Beis Shammai is if a woman who did nesua could do Mion, he's just going to eat up the whole thing. The soibs of the mevakaima. She's destined and primed to leave. So you say, then why could an Arusa do Miyun? Because Arusa doesn't get Peiros. So since Arusa doesn't get Peiros, the Arus doesn't get Peiros. Doesn't get Peiros, he could do Miyun, and we're not afraid he's going to say, she's going to, if she's an Arusa, he doesn't get Peiros. So he's not going to try to eat it up. Even though she could do Miyun, because she doesn't get it anyway. But a Nesua gets Peiros. So she gets Peiros, we're afraid she's going, that he's going to consume. In other words, a Nesua, he would eat the Peiros, so we're afraid he's going to eat it up, because maybe she'll remove it. Beis Hillel says, Adaraba, he went to Amra Tamayin, since she could refuse, so he's always worried she's going to refuse, he figures, let me be mishabeach the fruits. Let me work hard and preserve it so she doesn't get rid of me. In other words, just the opposite. By treating it properly, that's his only incentive for her to keep him. Seif l'meifa, ashbuchim mishabeach l'hu. Savar, he's going to say, "Di iloi aitzile kroyve." Excuse me, "Di iloi," because if I'm not mishabeachet, aitzila kroyve, the relatives are going to advise her, "Umafkila mine," and remove it from him. Meaning, if he doesn't treat it well, then the relatives are going to tell her, "Get rid of the guy." So his taking care of it is. His taking care of the fruits will, in fact, he'll be encouraged to take care of the fruits if she could do Miyun. Adarabba, the fact that we allow her to do Miyun will not encourage him to deplete the fruits, but the fact that we allow him to do Miyun will encourage him to take care of it so she doesn't do Miyun. Beis Shammai says, no, we can't allow her to do Miyun. If we allow her to do Miyun, then he might try to abuse the fruits. Rava Amar, Rava says a different reason. Hainu time of the Beis Shammai. You know why Beis Shammai says a Nesua can't do Miyun? She'ein adam terech besuda umafsida. Because a person's not going to want to bother making a big meal for a Nesua and then it will go down the drain. The reason why Beis Shammai says a Nesua can't do Miyun is because it's not right for a Nesua to do Miyun, because a person's not going to want to bother about a meal that he might lose. So we don't allow the Nesua to do Miyun, otherwise who's going to want to make a nice chasana? And Beis Hillel says, nah, they'll still want to make a nice chasana. Why? Because, you know, the woman gets hana. Why does the woman want to get engaged? Why does the woman want to get married? Because she wants to tell her friends she's married. And she wants to show her friends that there was a wedding pictures. It's not that she doesn't want to get married, per se. It's not just the next day. But Lamaisa, if she doesn't stay married, she won't be able to tell her friends she's married. The ikar reason why a woman gets married, the guy doesn't want to get married, he just wants to say he's married. So that's it. That's why people get married. God put a mishagas into people's heads, they want to be able to tell people they're married. So therefore, that benefit, Beis Shammai says, we can't do Miyun, then nobody's going to want to make a chasana. They still want to make a chasana. They want word to get out, even for a short amount of time. Oh, you saw, we're on only Simchas, we're on Yeshiva World, we're on, I don't know what else there is, and I'm sure there's other nonsense that, you know, people, therefore Beis Hillel says, we could do Miyun, and it's not going to stop people from making a wedding because Tarvayu Nichalu, they both want it, because they delepik alay called Ishus, so that a rumor of marriage will go out upon them. Fine. Now Beis Shammai says you're allowed to do Miyun in the husband and not the Yavam. And Beis Hillel says you could do Miyun on the Yavam. Rav Oshia says, according to Beis Hillel, that you could do Miyun to the Yavam. You could do Miyun to the Yavam if the Yavam gives Maimar. If the Yavam does Kedushin to the Yavama could do Maimar to the could do Miyun to the Maimar. If the Yavam does Maimar to the Yavama, the Yavama could do Miyun. But Ve'inim HaMenes L'Zikase, the Miyun's not going to take care of the Zika. The Miyun, when Beis Hillel says Miyun works to the Yavam, it works to the Yavam if you did Kedushin D'Rabbanon. It doesn't work to remove the Zika. Amr of Chizr, said, my time of the Rabbi Yishua, it's the rationale of Rabbi Yishua. So the reason why Miyun works for Maimar but not for Zika, Maimar demidaita, Maimar which can only be performed with her consent, Matzi Akra, so she has more control over it, she could uproot it. Zika, the bond, the Baal Karcha, the Zika which is a bond that comes against her will, she can uproot it. A bond that is consensual, like Maimer, so she has bailus over it, she could uproot it with Mion. A bond which is against her will, like Zika, she cannot uproot. A bond like Zika, which is against her will, she cannot uproot with Mion. Okay, Rabbi Isai?
Isn't the whole purpose of Mion that she breaks the bond that her brother or mother married her off without her will?
Saying the whole Maimer works. Mm-hmm. I hear.
Zika is stronger.
But we see that Maimer works on a bond against her will. Again, that's only a bond to Rabbanon, but Zika would be perhaps Dairaisa. That we wouldn't necessarily know. In other words, the Zika of Yibam is a bond Dairaisa. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a wonderful evening. Tonight, Beis Sivan is the Yom HaMiyuchas. Okay. Kol Tov, everyone. Be Matzliach. Bye-bye. Is it?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.